From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Barack Obama refused to appear on TV's Fox News Sunday for more than 2 years. Now he's trying to win over blue-collar and socially conservative voters. They're key in the two states that vote next week, North Carolina and Indiana. So today, finally, he sat down with Fox's Chris Wallace. NPR's David Wellna has the story.
Obama tried to make light of the fact he was ending a de facto boycott of Fox News Sunday.
It takes me about 772 days to prepare for these questions. But although I think this was a leap year in there, so I think it's only 771.
Fox News host Chris Wallace said, in fact, the leap year had been taken into account. When Wallace quickly raised Obama's race as a campaign issue, Obama pushed back.
If I lose, it won't be because of race. It will be because, you know, I made mistakes on the campaign trail. I wasn't communicating effectively.
This weekend, Obama's former pastor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, is making his first public appearances in months. Wright recently drew wide condemnation after provocative statements he'd made came to light. Fox's Wallace wanted to know if Obama had asked Wright to remain out of the public eye. Obama said he had not.
It's understandable that somebody, after an entire career of service, would want to defend themselves.
Obama also said he would vote to confirm General David Petraeus as the new head of the U.S. Central Command, but he would not accede to Hillary Clinton's demand for a Lincoln-Douglas-style one-on-one debate.
Yeah, I'm not ducking one. We've had 21. And so, you know, what we've said is, with 2 weeks, two big states, we want to make sure that we're talking to as many folks as possible on the ground, taking questions from voters.
You know, no debates between now and
we're not going to have debates between now and Indiana.
For much of his most recent debate with Clinton in Philadelphia, Obama was on the defensive. David Wellna, NPR News, Washington.